This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. Today, I'm joined in the studio by...
Frida Liu.
And...
Jeff Sandu.
Wow.
What?
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. He's welcoming himself back. Where have you been?
Been to the US on a fellowship. So I've been away for a month, about a month, learning about the US media laws and understanding how their whole structure works with the current President Trump, and also about the media distrust that they're having in the US. So very insightful trip from DC to Boston to Cincinnati to San Antonio to Phoenix to LA. So literally from the east to west of the US continent.
And it's nice to hear that you've come back with your original accent
yes,
in place.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't want to come back with an American accent because it's also like every place I went, they had different accents. So, you know, right. In DC, it's a little bit more just like the normal American accent. But in San Antonio, it's literally Mexicans everywhere. It's like a little Mexico in US. So I may have, you know, come back with a little bit more of, some Spanish
in me. Spanish twang.
Yeah.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we, as usual, will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Today, we are discussing digitally de-stressing. Now, on this show, many, many, many times, in fact, also on other shows that are attached to the Enterprise Belt, and I'm sure across other belts, we have spoken as a station about how using your digital devices sometimes can be a little bit too much. However, there is another side to it where, of course, you use them to de-stress. Whether or not you're using it to watch Netflix, play video games, or anything like that, there's a phone ringing in the studio. Please don't ring the phone in the studio while we're on air.
You can WhatsApp us.
It's really distracting. So what we'll do, the question is, how do you use your digital devices to de-stress? You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. That's the number to get us on WhatsApp. On Instagram or on Twitter.
See? The phone ringing threw you off
it
there.
It did, yeah. We are at BFM Radio. That's the story that we are running with today. Yeah. Story number two will be all about IPOs and how it's still a preferred route for most startups. We'll be discussing that. We have some clips as to why it is. Wrapping up with the 2019 global human capital trends that Frida will be presenting a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with this digital distressing. So according to a 2017 survey, and this is carried out by the American Psychology Association, in recent years, across campuses across the U.S., there's been a 30% rise in the percentage of students seeking appointments at counseling centers on their campuses, and nearly half of those students sought counseling due to stress. According to multiple data sets of 88,000 students on 140 campuses, there's an alarming increase in stress on campuses across the U.S. Mm. Between 2012 and 2018, there was a 109.1% increase in panic attacks amongst college-age students. Now, they are looking at possibly that technology may be the culprit, because this generation relies on digital devices for stress release and distraction. Unfortunately, they might lack the autonomy needed to thrive by themselves. Now, the vast majority of us use our devices to de-stress. I'll be honest. I use it to check my news before I go to sleep. I'll check in with my Facebook friends. I'll check in on Reddit and Instagram and all of that kind of stuff. But how much is too much? And how do we know that we're not losing some of our interpersonal skills by using these devices at those time of nights, and perhaps at those times when we should be switching it off, sleeping, or in fact talking to another human being? And we use it as a coping mechanism, right? We do. If you do a search for apps designed to reduce stress, apps might appear to be the new Xanax. You've got apps like Calm, Anxiety Relief, Hypnosis, and Happify. But do they actually work? I mean, there is optimism that one of these apps, these what they call the MH apps, might help mental health services more accessible. But so far, the verdict is kind of out on their impact.
I think Arv uses one of these.
Yep. Audrey as well, okay. So they use those apps. So there's also where digital devices are a cause of stress. And we've spoken about this a lot. Playing a puzzle game on your phone or binge-watching a favourite Netflix show may help to reduce the stress. Unfortunately, these positive effects might be undermined by the fact that the activities rely on digital devices. After all, a growing body of evidence suggests they're stressing us out. So this survey back in 2016... they surveyed 3,500 adults for their stress in America study. And 86% reported constantly or often checking their email, their text, and social media accounts. And the same study found that stress runs higher amongst people who constantly check their email, their texts, and their social media. Now, we've spoken about how we've tried to wean ourselves, and that's the word, we have to wean ourselves off these devices, genuinely, you know. Stop using it, use it a little bit less, reduce the amount of time that you're using your digital devices. I use mine regularly to calm down. If I'm in the middle of a heated argument, and what's the easiest way of, you know, calming that down now is to pick up your phone and just move to a different room. And just once you've got that phone in your hand and your head down, it's almost a new submissive position, if you know what I mean, in terms of an argument. Yeah. And that's how I kind of see it. If somebody's doing that, with their head down, it's like, okay, don't talk to that person. Leave them alone for a little while. Mm. How do you feel about all of this? I mean, I know that we all have suffered at some point a very stressful period in our lives. Mm. Now, did you reach for your device to help you through that? What other things did you do? Frida, I know you're a big runner and you use the gym, but I also know
I've got a phone in my hand.
So heavy digital device user.
I am. What I do to de-stress when I'm in the toilet, visual works with friends, but it stresses me out because I'm playing with friends. If they're ahead of me, it annoys me. But anyway, that's my go-to. But I actually, like I say, I actually make a point to do things that doesn't involve the device. Like you say, when I do running, I don't even listen. I don't have any gadgets with me. I mean, I sort of have it on me just for security reasons.
Yeah.
And then I will go to certain places for a sauna where you can't bring your phone in it. So I really have to, you know, physically remove myself from the device, you know. But these are the things that I consciously do so that I'm not, you know, just looking at the phone all the time. Mm.
Mm. I had an interesting way of detoxing myself from my phone because I was doing a lot of flying here and there, and it was like a total of, I think, 20 plus hours of being on the plane. And the first journey, the first leg of the journey was to Tokyo, and I, you know, offline download Spotify, Netflix. I had everything on my phone because I was not going to rely on the in-flight entertainment to keep me company for the next 24 hours, right? So I told myself, you know what, I asked Arvin, give me some recommendations on Netflix. So I, you know, offline download a whole bunch of TV series, movies, Spotify, my favorite music. And after 2 hours in the first leg of the 7-hour journey, I just felt like, oh my God, I really can't binge watch. I don't know what to do and I'm struggling. And I can't play any games on my phone because I don't have internet connectivity. So my first layover in Japan, I actually bought a book, the crossword puzzle book. So I started doing crossword puzzles on the book instead of on my phone because I had no internet connection playing crossword puzzles on my phone. I didn't have the game, so I had to download it and I didn't want to download it. So I went to a bookstore and I actually bought one of those crossword puzzle books, and that actually kept me entertained longer than any of this, you know, Netflix and Spotify applications could for the entire journey. I thought that was really fun. Mm. It was really nice to do as well. It just feels different holding a pen and then opening a book and anything on the light and everyone's asleep and you're just like, all right, where's Australia in this list? Yeah. And it was fun. Like, you know, I had a good time and that kept me, you know, active. And I guess that's one way it hit me hard how I'm addicted to my phone. Mm. And, you know, despite having so many digital well-being apps that, you know, you've mentioned about it, even I think nowadays Android and iPhones, they all come with an built-in app that tells you how much you're using Instagram or playing Bejeweled and stuff like that. But, you know, that aside, it's actually just switch off your phone. So now I actually do that, like just 10:30 at night. It switches off.
Okay, so in the US, the talk show hosts, one of them, the young guy who laughs at his own jokes all the time, what's his name? Is it Jimmy Kimmel or the other one?
Jimmy Fallon,
yeah. Right, okay. He's the one that does the game show games, right? So they were doing like the Family Fortune games, and he'd got some guest on, and the question he'd asked the audience was, what is the first thing that you do when you wake up? you know, and my response was roll over and drink from my water cup. You know, if I'm like, drink, have a glass of water or something along those lines. On this the show with him, he'd got a young person and they went, check my phone. Mm. And it was the top
the
answer.
The top answer.
You know, sure. And so it's become that now, where that is literally the first thing that people are doing when they open their eyes. It's also the last thing that they do before they close their eyes.
Yeah.
And when you interrupt somebody who is in the middle of that, that you can see their stress is spiked because you're like, you're interrupting whatever it is they're doing. I'm busy sending a message. I'm busy, what, scrolling through Instagram? You know, and I know people like this. I have friends who are like this. And it's got to that point where I get so irritated that they are glued to this digital device that I'm almost rebelling against it myself by not using it on purpose.
Right. Mm. There's science behind this, right? Whenever you're just sort of crouching and looking at your phone, you actually have a shorter vision of things, right? So when you actually move away from your phone, that's why the ocean and all that, and you're looking at the horizon, it actually expands your mind.
Yeah.
Psychologically, you know, physiologically, so we actually have to do that. And this is what's happening, right? We're all bent down looking at our phone and just sort of looking at things in a very myopic way.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the other bit of science that we've spoken about before is when you look at your Instagram feed and you pull it down and it does that spring thing and that little thing at the top rotates, what it does, it's like a gambling mechanism.
Oh.
It releases endorphins to your brain. Okay. And so you're just like, ka-tink, ka-tink, ka-tink. Oh. And so you're
it's all done on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you are the mouse in the cage, you know, trying to get your little bit of cheese. It's the same thing, you know.
Always looking for more likes. And whenever you get a notification, you know, someone has commented on your photo, you immediately like, oh,
respond.
What did the person comment?
Yeah, very simple thing though. I mean, I set my alarm on my phone, I guess, which is not a good idea because you switch off your alarm, then you got the phone in your hands and it's downhill all the way.
That is very true, yeah.
Right, so there's a little insight into our lives, I suppose. what we're asking is, you know, how do you use your device to de-stress? I mean, I said to people earlier on today when I was on with Frida a little bit earlier on, this is, I want to get some ideas here to use these ideas for a show a little bit later on, perhaps in the next couple of weeks. So I'd like to know, how do you use your device to digitally de-stress? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. On Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We've had some responses already. We'll get to them in just a couple of minutes. We are going to have a short break with some music. It is Karen O and the Million Dollar Bashers with a track Highway 61 Revisited. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes here on BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
The Wanderer has returned indeed. today's question, how are you digitally de-stressing? We've spoken many times about how digital devices actually stress us out. Of course, there are another flip side to it, how they can de-stress us. and you end up in this vicious cycle for the most part. We've asked you guys to give us some feedback. We've started with 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Let's go to Twitter. What have we got over there?
Yeah, so at Mr. Fluid Hit, he says he uses Twitter to de-stress himself.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know, what is it about Twitter that you could de-stress yourself? Because I feel Twitter is a very stressful environment. So I stay away from Twitter in order to not get stressed out. Adil Sharil, he says Candy Crush and Skyscanner. Oh, Skyscanner, because I guess he's one of these wanderer as well. Uh-huh. Likes to, you know, look around and holidays and planning.
I get you, Adil. I'm with you, Adil.
Yeah, so, yeah. And one more I'll pull up from at Polycat says, open the BFM app. Seriously.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
On Insta Story, I've got Rumor74 who says, my Apple Watch reminds me to breathe once in a while.
Yes, it does that these days, yeah.
I thought I was smelling sarcasm, but clearly not. Razu has said a Spotify playlist for sleep and meditation. And Tan has said watch videos. Yes, I also do that too. Another thing that I like to do is on a similar thing to the sky scanner thing, and this might sound a little bit sad to some people, I do two things. One, the Google Maps. I use the Street View to check on my old neighborhood and stuff. But yeah. I also use it to check out places that I might want to visit in the future to see what they look like on foot. So I might go to the Arizona desert on Google Street View and just have a look around.
That's what I do. That's exactly what I do too. Sometimes I'm just going on Google Maps and opening up Street View. Wandering around. You could also go diving underwater with Google Maps. Yeah, you could go down to the Marina Trench in the Philippines. You could go down and just have a look at the underwater marine life.
Frida, where would you travel to? Hang on, this is going to be an entire show if I do that. Okay, on foot.
I do enjoy looking at places on foot and everything because you just see different things as opposed to getting on a bus and all that. Where would I want to go? I would love to go. I mean, Iceland is definitely on the list. I think that's one of the most beautiful places, right? You can just sort of run and just look at different things. Yeah.
But, okay, going back to the topic at hand about this digitally de-stressing, when you are out with your friends and you observe your friends with their devices, have any groups of your friends decided to make that choice where, okay, we're out with one another, we're putting our phones away for this period of time, during dinner or during... You know, anything like that?
So far, like, I've had some friends and we're like very, you know, like we're just catching up and everything. Then there'll be a little bit of a lull and everyone's on their phone for a bit.
Right.
And then we get back into this conversation, you know, but usually quite well-behaved crowd that, you know, my friends, you know.
I actually think that people these days realize how addicted they are to their phones and they are actually conscious about it when they go out and they make it a habit. Even though the phone rings or have a message, you could see that they're mentally battling against themselves not to check on the phone.
Right.
And I think I noticed this a lot more since everyone's been talking about how we're so addicted with our phones. Because I think when the first smartphone explosion boomed, it was a big deal. Everywhere I went, you know, whether it's restaurants or bars, everyone would be on their phone, even though they're out in groups. These days, though, I actually see a lot more people having conversations.
Right. Yes. I was never really aware of how much of a disease it was until my mum mentioned it a couple of years ago. We'd been somewhere or we were going somewhere, and I remember walking into the room and her sitting down at the table, and I hadn't got my phone out at that point. I'd probably put it on the table like I normally do, and I stopped doing that. And she just looked around the room, and because she hadn't been out for a while, you know, like a year or so, and she's like, why aren't people talking to one another? Why are they just staring into their phones? Because, you know, she doesn't do that.
Right.
And I kind of looked around the room, and I'm like, yeah, she's right. Yeah. Literally everybody in the room, apart from the people behind the bar, and now you know where I was, were staring at their phones. And it hadn't really occurred to me as to how bad it was.
Yeah, and I guess one of the things that people do these days, especially if you're alone and you travel alone, you do a lot of solo traveling, is you'd be using your phone, right? Because that's the one company that you have, and whether it's watching Netflix, Spotify, or just going on Flipboard or reading the news, right? A lot of us would carry headphones around. One of the things that I actually stopped doing while I'm traveling is to not bring my headphones when I'm out walking about, because I realize I hear more of the city. And it's just things that I realized, like, wow, you know, in this part of the town, there's like, you know, an ambulance or a police siren every 2-3 hours.
Yep.
I wouldn't have noticed this if I had my headphones on.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm walking down because, you know, it's a half an hour walk to a place that I wanted to go. And I'll go like, you know what, I'll walk because that's the nice way to explore the city. And doing it without my headphones, without, you know, just opening Google Maps and knowing that, okay, for the next 5 minutes, I have to walk straight. And then when I reach that street, I'm turning left, put the phone in the pocket and just walk. Mm. And it was interesting. Like, you know, people start talking to me when I'm trying to cross the road, and you get all these kind of people who just come up to you because they know you are approachable because you're not on your headphones.
Now, okay. So,
and it was fun.
This is about being mindful.
You be quiet. me listening to that, right, as it's like this is being human 101.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like we are having to relearn basic human skills.
Yeah.
Walking around a city without headphones to know if we are safe and to know that we are approachable is basic human behavior. And there are the digital natives nowadays, I think, and we've had this discussion before on other shows, have kind of lost that. They just live in this bubble where they're constantly distracted and they're constantly bombarded by the ding and the bing and whatever. And I understand, but we've also got to remember that there are people out there who are attached to their phones constantly on purpose, and we talk about them, the entrepreneurs. You know, I have to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I have to check my emails. I have to check my WhatsApp. But do you really? You know, we talk about how to be mindful, and we talk about how to be economical with your time. You know, check your emails first thing in the morning, last thing in the evening, maybe once at lunchtime. That way you can deal with things. If you've got a message coming through, if it's not urgent, you know, you might not need to deal with it. But if somebody actually picks up the phone and calls you, for the most part, you know, I need to answer that phone call. You know, if they message you, it can't be that important.
Yeah, so that's why I did this many years ago. So switched off Facebook notifications. Like, so I don't get any notifications from Facebook unless I open Facebook up. And then I will see, oh, I've got 27 messages or
1,000.
or notifications and stuff. Yeah. So I switch off notifications. I switch off almost everything, like, you know, Instagram, Twitter. I switch off all of these. The only thing that I have turned on for notifications is SMS, WhatsApp, and calls. And all of these have different ringtones. So if someone were to call me, and again, you know, I have like five favorite lists, so that's like my mom, my sister, and family friends, right? So any of these five people call me, it's one particular ringtone that I know it must be something urgent if they're calling me. And any other phone calls, like your spam calls and stuff, that would ring on a different ringtone, and I'll be like, let me see who's this. I'll pick it up, I'll look at my phone, and I'll see, is this something worth for me to pick up the call? And if I get an SMS tone, I know that's an SMS I can reply within the next, you know, few minutes or so. If it's a WhatsApp tone, I'll be like, you know what, I'll reply you when I want to reply you. Because I have this rule where, you know, if you really need something from me,
you'll call me.
You'll call.
Yeah, same. I have that same rule.
You don't drop me a text, SMS, email, and expect me to reply you ASAP.
And I make that very aware to the people that I associate with. If you want to talk to me and it's urgent, you pick up the phone and you call.
Yeah. And just a point again about just walking around and looking at things, right? We've lost the power of the ability of observation.
Looking ahead.
Looking at things, looking around you, looking in, appreciating the trees, appreciating smelling the roses, that sort of thing. You know, you really have to be conscious and mindful
but
of doing
also
these
looking
you're
up.
You're doing this on purpose.
But also looking up. A lot of us look down. Yeah. And I noticed there are some streets in Japan especially, they have signboards that is posted on the ground because people are, you know, looking with their phones, so they can't see whether you need to stop, whether it's a crossing road. So they actually put it on the road, like, you know, stop. And then you go like, oh wow, it's actually a sign on the road. But one of the things that I realized of, like, when I've not used my phone a lot when I travel, is when you enter a building, look up. And like the architecture, the paintings, is, I was like, man, I didn't know these things would, like, you know, it's a beautiful building because I'm looking up. How often have you actually looked up without smartphones? We're looking down all the time. So, yeah.
Right. We're going to take a break, folks. Feedback during this music break. We've got music coming up from The Jam with Strange Town. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in a couple of minutes and we'll be talking about IPOs when we get back and how it's still the preferred route for most startups. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.